It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This is the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Expand your wonder.
Strike your colors, you brazen winch. Does this be Brazen Winch Productions? Arr!
Project Continuum, Senate Subcommittee Mission Log. Audio version. Senators, please remember this recording is classified top secret, Mobius, and the content should not be removed from these secured chambers. No recording devices, cell phones, or other copying devices are permitted while this audio is playing. Upon completion, please return the container of the recording to the courier. Transcripts provided are for your eyes only. Mission 223-735, The Chinese Connection. The following is recorded from the mission logs. The team is in China, at the time known as the Zhou Kingdom, in the province of Wu. It is 512 BC.
Okay, Sally. Radio silence until you hear from me. Denise, just keep her locked tight.
Yes, Colonel.
Okay, team. Just remember, this is strictly reconnaissance. Hopefully everyone had some time to read The Art of War.
Why did we have to read that?
The reason the General requested we take this mission is historical observation. We want to witness Sun Tzu in action. A battle will take place tomorrow, and the mission is to record that battle for analysis. See firsthand how he applies his own techniques in war.
Can you imagine? We've only ever read about it, and now we get to see in person.
Yes, but just remember, team, this is war. And it isn't the strike from a distance with rockets kind of war, but the in-your-face, hand-to-hand, face-to-face bloody kind. Let's use our equipment to capture everything, but let's keep our distance.
Yes, sir, Colonel.
The battle should be just past this.
You there! Stop!
Ah, crap!
Let me do the talking. No one say a word.
Who are you? What is your business here?
Foreigners, this far into Zhou Kingdom?
We are humble nomads, kind sir, with no place to call home. We just roam the land.
You speak our language perfectly, yet you dishonor us by trespassing in our land?
We mean no dishonor.
Your clothing is very peculiar, but you do not appear to be armed.
They could be spies. We should take them to the general.
I'm already here.
General, we found these nomads trespassing on our lines.
Most suspicious on the eve of battle.
Please, we are not spies. We don't mean you any harm. We just want to go on our way.
Ace, be quiet.
A woman should know her place. Ace, what time of name is that? Barbarian, obviously, but I'm not familiar with it. Are you from Dachin?
Rome. Yes, but we decided we should explore the world.
Scouting to see how weak our people are for your empire?
No, not
it. Search them.
General, they carry these bags with very old items. I don't know what any of these things are.
Let me see. These are indeed strange possessions. What are these for?
They are nothing more than tools of our trade.
Which is?
We help to build and repair things.
These are no tools I've ever seen. You are lying. I will get to the truth in the end. Take them to the prison tent.
Thank you.
Great. How are we going to get out of this one? Our comms are with the rest of the confiscated equipment in the next tent, and we can't call Denise on the continuum.
We've been in worse scrapes. We'll figure out a way. Ace, can you get yourself free?
I'm already on it. They didn't tie mine up too tightly.
Well, we've learned one thing.
What's that?
Master Sun Tzu is a real person, not a mythological character.
But he wrote a book. A myth doesn't write books.
Tell that to Lemony Snicket.
Who?
Well, that's something at least.
For the longest time, Sun Tzu's authenticity was doubted. He was a Chinese Marco Polo.
Wait, now you're telling me Marco Polo didn't exist?
He didn't.
What? They have a whole water sport named after him. The game with the horses.
Polo.
Exactly!
Amazing. Every word you just said was wrong.
Can we please get back on mission?
Hopefully this little sidetrack did not cause any damage in the timeline.
Well, we do have one more problem.
I hate to ask.
So, when the soldiers searched us, they found a book that I had in my pocket.
Please don't tell me that you actually carried a copy of that with you.
A copy of what?
The Art of War.
Are you kidding me? You brought it with you? You were supposed to leave that on the ship.
I forgot to leave it behind.
You are an idiot. Sun Tzu won't write that book until many years later, and if he sees it, it could change the course of his future battles. Outcomes can change. Most of what he wrote in that book, he learned through experience. Imagine if he had that information beforehand.
This isn't good, even by our standards.
Come on, it can't be that bad. I mean, the book is written in English, right? It's not like he can read it.
As I already said, you are an idiot! The version you've been reading is in Chinese! Sally has been translating it for you while we were on the ship. She uses lasers to translate the works through your retinas.
What? Since when can Sally do that?
It's one of the new upgrades she received when she was repaired.
Why wasn't I told about this?
You were at the meeting when Denise covered all these details.
Oh, come on. You know I zone out during those briefings. All that techie talk puts me to sleep. No one told me a damn thing about shooting freaking laser beams into my eyes. Could there be permanent damage? You don't know.
Another time, Buzz. Ace.
And there. I'm free.
Okay. We need to divide and conquer. Ace and Buzz, go find out where they put our equipment. Get Denise and Sally on the comm and coordinate an immediate evac. I'm scrapping this mission and turning this into a cleanup effort. Hopefully, we can minimize the impact of all of this.
You mean my mistakes?
Yes, Buzz. Please just stick to Ace and get onto the continuum as quickly as you can.
Sorry, Colonel.
Just get going. Once you're on board, put her in stealth mode and try to keep track of us. Eli, let's head out. Hopefully we can get through the camp undetected.
My name's Olivia, and this is the Y2K podcast. I found a bunch of files on my mum's old laptop. It's 20-year-old voicemails between my mum and a friend of hers.
Hi, Kat. You always know when something's off, don't you?
Jess, oh, I feel so great.
That was Rachel. She's... wow.
I feel... empty.
Sending you hugs across all the oceans.
Oceans of hugs? That's perfect.
Y2K. New episode every Friday all through 2020, starting January 3rd.
Any idea how we can navigate this? I mean, there are like 100 tents here.
Thankfully, it's night. Look, some cloaks. Hopefully, we can blend in, but let's try to keep our faces covered.
Let's stick to the shadows. I'm sure the general's tent will be the biggest.
You think he'll have the book?
If the soldiers saw what it was, they would have taken it straight to him.
Look, that group over there is moving off. It must be dinner time.
Let's move quickly. The sooner we get this done, the better. Look, over there. That tent is definitely bigger than the rest.
Most interesting.
Hello again, General.
Marine chicken still. How in the world did you escape your bonds?
Master Zhu, we truly mean you and your men no harm. My companions are exiting your encampment as we speak, but that book we cannot leave behind.
This book is strange paper. It's fascinating. I've never seen anything like it.
Please, General, how much of the book have you seen?
Only the first few pages. It must be fiction, of course, because this was written by me. But that's not possible.
Please, sir, just give us the book. There's no need for your soldiers or any kind of violence.
Please, nomads, have a seat. Share a drink with me.
It would be a great honor, Master.
I am a shrewd military man, but a miser simpleton, noble animal.
Some might debate that.
Well, I am truly intrigued. Would you care to elaborate?
Well, there is a story about when you were hired by King Wu to lead his armies.
Oh, I believe I know of which story you refer to. Please tell it.
King Wu tested your skills by commanding you to train his harem of 360 concubines into soldiers.
Oh, yes. I remember it well. Please continue.
Okay, you divided them into two companies, appointing the king's two favorite concubines into company commanders. You then ordered the companies to turn right, and they giggled. You then said that the general was responsible for ensuring that soldiers understood the commands given to them.
The officers should always take on the responsibility for the actions of those below them.
Then you repeated the same command, and again the concubines giggled. You then ordered the execution of the king's two favorite concubines, as the two concubines were appointed as the commanders, and it was their duty to carry out the mission.
Please finish the story.
After both concubines were killed, new officers were chosen to replace them. Afterwards, both companies, now aware of the costs of their frivolity, performed their maneuvers without error.
Yes, well, that is a story most believe, even though that is not how it actually happened.
Oh, please, can you tell us the truth?
It is true. I sent the two concubines away to be executed and appointed two new commanders.
But they were not executed, were they?
No, of course not. Are you mad? Imagine if I had killed the king's two favorites. The rest of the concubines believe it. And that made them fall in line, and in the end, I was able to prove my point without bloodshed.
This is why you're so well known as a brilliant strategist.
Yes. Well, let's now talk about this book.
That is difficult to explain.
If you knew the enemy and knew yourself, you need not fear the results of a hundred battles.
We can't explain the book or anything else. We just need to leave and promise you that you will never see us again.
Don't think me a fool. You are very out of place here, are you not? I am not just referring to this country.
Perceptive, Master.
If you think in terms of a year, plant a seed. If in terms of 10 years, plant trees. If in terms of 100 years, teach the people.
Confucius.
You are here to learn from the past.
In our travels, on some rare occasions, we encounter individuals who are more enlightened than the others.
So, what are you then? Explorers? Historians?
We are observers. Nothing else.
I knew the moment my eyes fell on the book. It is difficult to believe that such things are possible. But here you are. Prove that there are unexpected outcomes that could be beyond comprehension. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. I thank you for the chance to glimpse my density.
Master. We thank you for your hospitality, but we must go. You won't see us again.
Is it me you are here to observe?
Yes. And we have already said too much, and you have seen too much.
We are afraid we have already caused irreparable damage. Your battle is tomorrow?
Of that, you must not worry. My strategy for tomorrow's battle was decided many weeks ago. Battles are won long before they are fought.
Wise words.
So I read. There is one more thing I must impart to you. Bring him in. We found this other trespasser shortly after you arrived.
Henrik Galala?
We've got him! Again!
Let's go, Eli.
Wait. Before you go, take this. This letter will get you through the camp with no issues.
Thank you, Master.
Continue with the mission with the peace of mind that I have not interfered. Well, with the exception that I'm sure for you a little bit more than I should.
I cannot believe how lucky we just got.
Extremely. To be in the presence of Sun Tzu himself? He knew, Colonel, he knew.
Genius comes in all eras.
Let's do what General Tzu says. Let's finish the mission. Once we have Heinrich Alla secured.
Indeed. Let's get up that hill with the others.
Equipment is recording everything. Our stealth drones are getting the battle from every possible angle.
Excellent. Have we seen the general yet?
Oh yeah, he's issuing his orders with such efficiency. I may be a pacifist, but seeing him execute his strategy so brilliantly, it's beautiful to see such precision. His opponent has no chance.
And his men are dying. We can't forget that.
No, of course not, Colonel.
War is hell. Oh, be quiet, you.
We achieved our objective in our usual odd way. Plus, we recaptured Henry Galala. I think the general will be happy with our results.
Ultimate excellence lies not in winning every battle, but in defeating the enemy without ever fighting.
We really shook the pillars of heaven, didn't we, Wang?
This is Jack Burton in the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's out there.
Really, you guys? You're actually doing this?
When some wild-eyed, 8-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against the barroom wall, looks you crooked in the eye, and asks if you paid your dues, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
Oh, big trouble in Little China.
Yep, it's official. We're surrounded by idiots.
End of record. Please return the audio file containment device to the courier upon exiting the secured room.
Continuum Force was created by transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment. If you like this program and would like it to continue, please consider joining our Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you can gain access to exclusive Patreon content, behind-the-scenes interviews and footage, as well as early delivery of the new episode and access to episodes that won't be released to the public. The part of Connor Dannard was played by Marcus Sally. Buzz Borman was played by J.C. Delatorre. Eli was played by Dr. Scott Begay. Sharon was played by Debbie Begay. Denise Cox was played by Rita Delatorre. CTC Sally was voiced by Calliope Collicott. Ace Barber was played by Jesse Johnson. General O'Shaughnessy was played by Boyd Barrett. Special thanks to the voice acting group Chinese Voices for providing the voices for the characters Sun Tzu, Soldier 1, and Soldier 2. This episode was written by Rita and JC Delatorre. It was produced and directed by JC Delatorre. And it was edited by JC and Rita Delatorre. This episode is a work of fiction. Any similarities to the living or dead, past or present, is purely coincidental. Historical figures events are a mixture of real history and fictionalized content. There's much debate in the historical community whether Sun Tzu actually existed or was an amalgamation of many Chinese warlords. We encourage you to go to your local library and learn more about Sun Tzu and many historical figures. Until then, thank you for listening to Continuum Force.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There! That's how long 20 seconds are. The Center for Disease Control recommends you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds as often as possible. We don't think about it a lot, but more germs are transmitted by the hands than by any other source. So keep them clean. Soap and water for 20 seconds, and you'll help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And maybe some other nasty stuff as well. This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.